It is a Tech Tuesday, News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills, Agent Derek Meister of the Geek Squad with me. Morning, Derek.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, I wanted to ask you this morning, this net neutrality, I've seen the story a couple of places. The FCC's talking about this. There's some people concerned. What are they talking about, and what would it mean?
Well, first, they're talking about net neutrality. It's really more about the open Internet, the principle that Internet service providers really should give consumers access to any and all legal content applications on an equal basis. In other words, they want to prevent Internet service providers from requiring certain content providers, like, say, your Netflix, your Amazon Prime Instant Video, from having to pay to get speedier delivery of content. There was some controversy over the last few years about certain Internet providers seeming to slow down certain types of Internet. In other words, they slow down your, say, your Netflix versus your email, and then kind of requiring Netflix to pay extra money to get you, you know, that same amount of data that you've already essentially paid for. So that's when you hear about net neutrality. In terms of the actual law itself, you often hear references to Title II. That actually comes from the Communications Act of 1934, which was what actually created the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC. Title II from this act, it basically covers what are known as common carriers. When somebody is actually named a common carrier, it treats them more as essentially a utility and has certain restrictions on what they can discriminate. In other words, it's kind of like saying that a taxi cab company has to provide access and transportation for any and all passengers. The same thing would be true for your Internet service providers and your data.
Kind of funny we're quoting a law from 1936, when it comes to the Internet, but that's the law we have on the books. Some have been critical of this, saying, hey, this is Big Brother looking at content. You know, the one thing about the Internet, Derek, with culture, it's been amazing what the web has allowed us to do, right?
Yeah, there's definitely on the other side, there is the concern on whether or not, you know, the government would be coming in. Tom Wheeler, who's the FCC commission chairman, has basically said that, their whole purpose of this is not to actually use all of the full rules. In other words, they don't want to actually come in and regulate content like they would television. They really just want to use this Title II allow them to actually have that access to regulate that kind of open Internet. So this is something that they've actually had this tested in the courts before, and the courts basically said that they weren't allowed to use these kind of powers under the other portions of the law, so they would actually have to, but they did tell them that they could use these if they renamed the Internet service providers as common carriers. So, you know, on one side you have the fear of regulation. On the other side, you have the fear of your Internet service providers, especially things like your AT&T and Verizon, of kind of treating your mobile Internet like they do television. In other words, saying that, you know, we'll give you Netflix, but you also have to buy a package that includes Facebook and Amazon and other things. So, you know, it is one of those things where there are both good pros and cons for kind of both sides of the argument.
And the third side is the fear that Google and Uber are going to run everything when it comes to the web, right?
Yeah, and that's really one of the big things with net neutrality. As it is under, you know, when we say that, you know, the Internet service providers are kind of slowing things down unless they pay, that's not as bad for, say, Netflix or Google or Uber or the companies that have a lot of money. They can actually pay for that. And in some ways, it's actually good for them because then they can kind of get in there because they have the money and they're pre-established. What net neutrality tends to hurt is any new companies. If you're a very small little company just coming up, the Tumblrs and other things where you know, a small company doesn't have the money to actually pay for that faster access. So one of the arguments for net neutrality is that it keeps the Internet open for any newcomer so that your kids working on a new project in the basement or the garage can actually have the same access that those major companies with lots of money do.
Interesting. Good breakdown. I appreciate it. Derek Meister, the Geek at the Geek Squad. We can follow you on Twitter. How?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter as Agent3012. One of the things I'm asking everybody right now is just to give me recommendations for their favorite fitness apps. We're just looking into new ways that people can use this technology to get themselves fit in February. So, you know, feel free to tweet me your recommendations on fitness apps, fitness wearables, and that sort of thing.
Put me down for watching the PGA Tour while I'm sitting on my couch. Derek Meister, the Geek Squad. Thank you, Derek. Appreciate it, pal.
Thank you.